Anxiety is often triggered by uncertainty. In today's uncertain world, workplace anxiety is on the rise, affecting nearly 20% of employees. This issue was escalating even before the pandemic, and the current atmosphere only adds to the challenges. The younger workforce, especially millennials and Gen Z, is disproportionately impacted, with over half of millennials and three-quarters of Gen Z workers attributing mental health concerns as reasons for leaving their jobs. In uncertain times, leadership is about more than having all the answers. Here are 6 steps to reduce anxiety and promote a culture of growth. 1. Adopt a learning culture. Instead of pretending to know everything, promote a culture of continuous learning within your team. Regularly discuss and process the latest developments together to stay informed and adapt to changes. 2. Avoid micromanaging in tough times. Instead of trying to control everything, maintain an open and curious attitude during crises. Trust your team members and allow them the space to overcome challenges independently. 3. Clarify expectations for better performance. Instead of leaving employees uncertain about expectations, set clear short-term goals for each team member. Ensure new hires receive proper orientation and onboarding to ease their transition. 4. Focus on controllable factors. Rather than dwelling on factors beyond control, encourage your team to concentrate on things they can change. Help them understand that their efforts are most effective when directed toward actionable items. 5. Maintain a bias for action. Instead of instilling fear, create a culture where team members aren't afraid to take action or make mistakes. Frame mistakes as valuable learning opportunities, fostering an environment of continuous improvement. 6. Provide constructive feedback. Instead of vague feedback, identify specific ways workers can enhance their performance. Offer meaningful praise when employees excel, reinforcing positive behaviors. Excessive workloads lead to heightened stress and burnout among workers. Many workers, more than 90% in fact, often feel mentally and physically drained from their jobs. Surprisingly, many managers don't realize that this burnout is a widespread problem. Some leaders even mistakenly think that stressing employees out will make them more motivated. But in reality, pushing for more work in less time only leads to frustration, anger, and a lack of trust, while also taking a toll on employees' mental and physical health. This isn't just bad for the workers. It's also inefficient and costly, with burnout contributing to a staggering $190 billion in U.S. healthcare spending every year. Supporting overloaded workers. To help overloaded employees, managers can take a few simple but powerful steps. Break down the work into smaller, manageable chunks. Encourage employees to focus on one task at a time. Prioritize tasks by labeling them as critical, important, moderate, or low, and discuss their feasibility with the team. Engage in collaborative goal setting to ensure goals are realistic and clear. Discourage constant task switching to help team members stay focused. Be mindful of balancing workloads to avoid overloading the same people. Coach and support young workers as they progress in their careers. Comparison is a double-edged sword in the digital era, especially for younger folks. Social media serves as a constant mirror, reflecting peers' careers and lifestyles, often igniting anxiety. Moreover, limited opportunities amplify stress among young workers, who feel the weight of societal expectations. Today's youth wrestle with delayed gratification due to financial burdens like hefty student loans. This reality pushes milestones like homeownership and marriage further into the future, breaking away from the timeline set by previous generations. Guide younger workers in mapping out clear paths for advancing their careers, something 90% of them highly value. Help them assess their skills and understand what motivates them better. Encourage them to seize opportunities for learning and skill development as they arise, and to actively engage in ongoing learning. facilitate peer-to-peer learning initiatives, and establish a supportive environment where individuals feel comfortable sharing their challenges and supporting one another. Promote a culture that champions the unique growth journeys of each employee. Identify and address perfectionism in the workplace. Researchers Paul Hewitt and Gordon Flett have identified three types of perfectionism that can affect how we work. 1. Self-oriented perfectionism. This is when we set unrealistically high standards for ourselves. 2. Socially prescribed perfectionism. Here, we feel pressured to be perfect to meet others' expectations. 3. Other-oriented perfectionism. This involves having excessively high expectations of others. Perfectionists often tie their self-worth to meeting these high standards, leading to anxiety, burnout, and stress. In the workplace, you can recognize perfectionists by their tendencies to seek excessive guidance, avoid taking risks, and overthink decisions. They may also become defensive when criticized and dwell on their mistakes. Helping perfectionists on your team means making it clear what you consider good enough results. This way, they won't waste energy striving for perfection in everything. It's great that perfectionists aim high, but sometimes it holds them back. Letting them know you appreciate their dedication, but also that it's okay to ease up a bit, can help them make progress without burning out. Adopt the power of iteration and innovation. Encourage your team to create a basic version of their idea first. This version should be good enough to test, allowing for improvements later. Keep track of everyone's progress by checking in regularly. Reassure those who worry about perfection that their work is fine, and offer help to those who need it. Pair up perfectionists with team members who focus less on details. This can help perfectionists see that obsessing over every little thing isn't always the best approach. Overcome conflict aversion in the workplace. Many employees shy away from conflict and suppress their true thoughts to dodge it. This is especially common among younger workers, who might feel uneasy confronting issues face-to-face and prefer discussing them through written communication. When discomfort arises, these conflict-averse individuals often try to steer the conversation away or leave the room altogether, leading to a tense atmosphere in meetings. Let's help each other by providing constructive feedback, focusing on facts to resolve conflicts and find solutions. We'll address any issues that arise, ensuring they align with our core values. Together, we'll brainstorm solutions and move forward positively. Create a supportive meeting environment. To ensure meetings are safe and productive spaces, establish rules for discussion. Everyone should get a chance to speak, and opinions must be backed by facts. If conflicts arise, they should be diffused calmly. Assume positive intentions from others, even when mistakes happen. It's okay to show vulnerability. It proves you're human. When conflicts occur between peers, focus on finding compromises and solutions. Encourage uncomfortable conversations as learning opportunities. Be a helpful friend to marginalized team members. Leaders need to build environments where everyone feels comfortable being themselves. This is especially crucial for individuals in groups like LGBTQ+, people of color, and religious minorities, who often face exclusion. Many people hide their true selves due to anxiety, so it's essential for leaders to promote cultures that encourage authentic expression. Microaggressions are subtle biases that can make people feel insulted or uncomfortable. Leaders sometimes underestimate their impact and the psychological harm they cause. It's crucial to recognize these small acts and understand the negative experiences they create for individuals from underrepresented groups. Ignoring differences demonstrates a lack of empathy for the challenges these individuals regularly face. Leaders must acknowledge and work on their own biases to be fair and objective. Here are 4 simple steps for leaders. 1. Listen attentively. When someone in your team shares their unique experiences, give them the floor. Listen, understand, and let their perspective shine. It's like tuning into a new radio station to hear a different kind of music. Two, sponsorship matters. If you have some advantages, why not use them for good? Help your team members from marginalized groups get the recognition they deserve for their skills. It's like being their superhero, backing them up. 3. Stand up for support. Actions speak louder than words. Attend events that support marginalized groups to show you're there, ready to support. It's like showing up to cheer for your friend at a game, but in this case, it's about supporting everyone on your team. 4. Be an advocate. Ensure your colleagues from underrepresented groups feel welcome. Speak up for them, like being a spokesperson for a friend who just joined a new school. Make sure they have a good start. Include everyone at work to prevent hurting feelings. Over 70% of employees feel left out at work, which can really mess with their heads. It's a big deal because it can mess with their mental well-being. Bosses can actually do something about it by paying attention to who's not fitting in and having chats with them about how they're getting on with their team. It's like checking in to make sure everyone's feeling included and valued. Boost team spirit by encouraging workers to participate in team-building activities, nurturing a sense of togetherness. Suggest team members hang out beyond office hours, like attending conferences together, or collaborate on projects in small groups to bond. Help teams discover common values to stay united despite differences. Acknowledge employees' contributions, showing you value their input. Include remote workers by using digital platforms to recreate casual conversations, ensuring everyone feels connected. Boost team morale and performance with gratitude. Encourage better performance and happier team members by regularly showing appreciation. When you express gratitude, it triggers your brain to release chemicals like serotonin and dopamine, making you feel good. This positivity helps people deal with stress and bounce back from setbacks. Expressing gratitude effectively means being specific, sincere, and prompt when thanking someone for their achievements. It's crucial to acknowledge individuals in a timely manner after they've accomplished something noteworthy. Also, ensure that the level of gratitude shown matches the level of accomplishment. Don't hold back from praising high achievers due to concerns about overpraising. In modern workplaces, employees look to leaders who prioritize their needs. Key points. 1. Develop a culture of continuous learning to reduce workplace anxiety. 2. Trust and empower employees by avoiding micromanagement during tough times. 3. Set clear expectations and prioritize tasks to alleviate stress and enhance performance. 4. Encourage a focus on actionable items and a bias for action to combat uncertainty. 5. Provide constructive feedback and frame mistakes as learning opportunities. 6. Break down workloads into manageable chunks to prevent burnout. 7. Support young professionals with clear career pathways and peer-to-peer assistance.